Mr. Haldeman.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
I just wanted to let you know the spending ceiling passed 221 to 163.
That's good.
Which is just
221 to 163.
Right. Which has just astonished everybody.
Uh-huh.
Because it's just a hell of a lot bigger margin than they expected.
Right.
Bill said he really worked on the cabinet officers this morning and gave them all assignments, and they all did it.
Right.
And that he thinks they did a hell of a job on that. The crew working the floor did a job. And he said Wilbur Mills gave the greatest speech of his career that on the floor that was a ringing endorsement of the president's integrity in managing fiscal affairs, which was the key, because, see, the bitch was that, obviously, you know, that line they were using was they shouldn't give you this power.
Right.
And he made the case that your record and integrity and so forth was such that they could do that without concern. And so they're all quite excited. It was, I guess, quite a deal. With that kind of a margin, I wonder if you want to reconsider the question of meeting with the senators.
Well, I have to go back there. I don't want the assholes up here.
No, why not do it Thursday morning?
Fine.
They won't move to consider at all until Thursday, and that'll give you the thing to do. Now, even if you meet with Henry,
I thought it doesn't make a difference. I don't need to meet with Henry.
Well, and you only need a half hour with the senators anyway.
Right. Have the senators at 10 o'clock.
Well, he'd like to do it a little earlier, at 8:30 or 9.
Who?
Bill.
Yeah.
If we're going to do it.
Well,
they have a cloture vote at 11, which is one problem.
Well, then make it 8:30.
And
it'll make a long day, but we'll do it.
Well, make it 9 o'clock.
Make it 9 o'clock. That's right. They just soon come at 9. That's
they'd rather.
Fine.
They'd rather come at 9. And you can catch them and then catch Henry at 9:30.
What time's our cloture vote?
The cloture vote's at 11.
Oh, just make it 9. That's right. That's right. 9 o'clock's good. That gives them plenty of time.
And then, see, they'd go out and catch a little press afterwards, which...
Right.
Because it now, that wouldn't be a grandstand. It now looks as though, you know, they're... You could consider there might be a chance. It's very slim. Bill says he doesn't want to kid you into thinking you might.
What he knows is they're going to screw it up with amendments. There's no chance,
right.
Bob, really.
None. Well,
but that's all right. We'll put the heat to him.
He's got 35 votes, and he figures if he can pick up a few more, he might just do it. So,
how's he going to get it to a vote? He's got a cloture. See, that's the problem.
Well, I don't know. They're...
Okay, well, good. It's worth a swing.
Now, they've drafted a statement they're going to put out down there. I assume you don't need to...
I don't need to see it.
It just praises their action,
they know.
Urges the Senate to follow suit.
It's very responsible. The Senate should follow suit, right.
And you might want to consider calling Wilbur. That would be the only follow-up on it.
Mm-hmm.
Jerry was our leader, but there's no need to call him.
Oh, God, no. We've done that enough.
And... if you call Mills, refer to his speech.
Right. I know.
That you
I know.
Heard he did.
That's what I had in mind.
And his courage in taking the lead on this thing.
Mm-hmm.
But that...
okay. You set the meeting up, and we'll take a swing at it.
Good.
Okay. Coulson's got all the other things operating on the McGovern thing. God, that's the silliest son of a bitching thing I ever heard, and you come to think of it. The Shriver thing is so preposterous, they ought to laugh out of court.
Yeah, well, he doesn't make a big thing out of that. That's just one of his...
I mean, it's still just to throw it in.
He threw amnesty in, too, which is good.
Good. Okay.
So,
all right.
Very
fine.
Good.